Let's go to Washington, D.C., and Mark Levine, a constitutional attorney. He's run for Congress. He's worked for the U.S. Congress. And for his sins, he now hosts a nationally syndicated radio and TV talk show and joins us. Welcome, Mark Levine.
So radio is purgatory these days. I guess that makes sense. What are your sins?
What are our sins? Oh, we're here for a very long time.
How long have you got, Mark? How long have you got? You'd know Zoe Deschanel, I'm sure, Mark.
Yes.
I know who she is. I can't say we're best friends.
No. But you'd be a big fan.
She doesn't return my calls. I try.
Yeah. Now, Mark, the Ebola panic or concern is at the front of many people's minds. How is it playing out in the U.S.?
I think it is a panic. I think it's ridiculous. I think it is a serious, obviously, health crisis in West Africa. But in the United States, we had one man who traveled here from Liberia. The hospital wasn't particularly prepared for him, and two nurses caught Ebola from him, you know, working in close proximity with this man. And I think we've got a handle on it now. I think at this point, no hospital is going to make the mistakes that Texas Hospital did again. But I do think that we were in an incredible panic. You know, our stock market dropped to some 400 points. But I think at this point, Americans realize this thing isn't that easy to catch, and that a lot of these fears are way overblown. And frankly, you're in a lot more danger driving in your traffic in the morning and then you do catching Ebola. So I think the fears have dissipated, stock market's back up again. And really, well, we have to be careful, of course, but I think this is way overblown.
Barack Obama, does he take some credit for settling the panic?
I think so, maybe a little bit.
Just calm down, Mark.
Okay, can you,
He appointed an Ebola czar, so he appointed this man who, you know, knows nothing about medicine but knows all about politics in Washington, who's a very good sort of inside player, Ron Klain, and he's the Ebola czar. It's a way to show that he's seriously watching it. What I really think happened is we had an unprepared hospital, and we won't have that anymore. And two people, unfortunately, got the disease. But out of 300 million Americans, two people does not an epidemic make.
Yeah, I did see something. I don't know quite the relevance of this, but there was a photo of Kim Kardashian on Twitter saying this person has been married to more people than have died from Ebola.
And will probably continue to be.
That's right.
Now, we want to leave time.
In the United States, I do want to make clear, it is a serious issue in Africa.
Yes.
But in the United States, that's absolutely true.
I meant to say that, sorry.
There are any cases in Australia that you know of, right?
No, that's right.
You're Ebola free in Australia?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, there have been some
scares
with people who have returned from the areas, but so far, so good.
Now, we want to leave time to ask why the European Union will fall apart. But just quickly, the midterm elections that are being held in the US, what's the significance of that? Does that mean that things could work well for the president in terms of the Congress, or is he facing a difficult battle? What's the significance of that?
It's going to get worse for President Obama. The Republicans are going to win seats in both the House and the Senate. In fact, there's a better than 50% chance they'll actually take over the Senate, but it's close. They may not. It's very close. And that just means more gridlock and more Americans pointing fingers at each other and nothing being accomplished for the next 2 years. Not that different from the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So it'll just get a little worse for the president.
Okay. Now, Europe.
He'll be happy to leave when he's done.
Yeah. Now, the European Union, you're predicting it will fall apart?
Yes, I am, actually. There's nothing more presumptuous than an American talking to two Australians about Europe, but presumptuousness has never stopped me in the past.
Exactly.
I do think that the European Union, particularly the monetary union, aspect, it just can't sustain itself. You cannot have Germany and Greece in the same monetary union. Something has to give. And I think you can see with the European economy falling that that there really is no way to satisfy two very different peoples, two different growth of spending. We have rich states and poor states in the United States, and you know, New York is very rich, Mississippi is very poor. We actually fought a pretty dramatic civil war 150 years ago. But largely we are an integrated economy now, and New York bails out Mississippi all the time. Germans don't feel the same about bailing out Greece. And I think these issues will keep coming up again and again until basically it splits apart. And I see it as being two monetary unions or some of the other countries leaving it. I just don't see Europe as integrated enough to continue. So I predict within 10 years and maybe within five, the European Union will not at least have the monetary union it has today.
You could have the good EU and the bad EU.
Well, yeah, you know, you could have the faster growth and the slower growth, or the more deficit spending, less deficit spending. It could go into two or three different currencies, perhaps. I just don't see the euro particularly is probably a better way to say it than the European Union. People may or may not leave the European Union, but I don't see the euro lasting.
Well, I wonder why people thought it was a good idea, Mark.
I don't think the euro makes sense, frankly. I think the economies are too different. Now, you know, if Benelux makes sense, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg should all be on one currency, sure. And, perhaps Greece and Spain and Portugal. You know, there are groupings of countries that you could imagine together. But I think Germany's refusal to really support some of the other economies in Southern Europe is causing everyone pain, including the Germans as well. I think this austerity that they're practicing in England as well is terrible. The UK has gone through two, three recessions, while our economy in the United States, I'm proud to say, is the strongest in the world. I mean, there's a reason why our market's up while all the other markets are down. It's because we did stimulus. We did stimulus. Our banks printed money and our government spent money. And believe it or not, that's good for a recession. Republicans don't want to think so, but it actually is the reason why we're not in the doldrums that Europe is in right now.
Mark, thank you very much for having a yarn to us. Mark Levine, talking to us from Washington, D.C. We like catching up with Mark and our postcards from America. Matthew Abraham and David Bevan with you.